What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day, a great day here at The Toast, honestly. And it's even greater because I'm joined by a highly requested co-host. This is your second time on The Toast. It's GBT. Her real name is Robin. I will literally never call you
no,
Robin.
No, never.
My best friend's Brian, but he's the points guy, and I've never called him Brian in my life. It's TBG. Robin, girl boss town, the internet's agent, TikToker, and most importantly, pop culture Savage. It's Robin GBT.
Hi, everyone. I saw the comments when I posted that I was going to be a co-host, which is the biggest honor because I'm an OG toaster, like seriously. And by the way, whenever I meet people in public, a lot of them are like, oh, I found you from The Toast.
I love that.
They're the best.
The toasters are the best.
I'm not BSC, Ben Soffer Celebrity, was the other highly requested one, but GBT is here and I'm so excited.
Ben Soffer Celebrity is such a celebrity that he couldn't even make time for me this week.
Yeah, that needs to be merch, by the way.
100%. But Ben would be like, I want it for his podcast merch. Yes. He needs to make it.
Yes.
So Robin's in town. You're a New England girly. You're coming to New York. Mm-hmm. What's on the schedule?
So I am going to be at the Summer I Turned Pretty premiere tomorrow, and as like an almost 30-year-old, this shouldn't be as exciting as it is, but I'm literally frothing at the mouth.
Me too.
And then here for the toast and just, you know, meetings, booked and busy. But I would rather be like in my bed with my dog, but if I'm not in my bed with my dog, I'd be on the toast.
100% relatable statement.
Yes.
I will also be at the Summer I Turn Pretty premiere. We're just going to be two grandmas like fawning over the teenagers.
And of course, which is like wildly inappropriate, mm-hmm. but that's just what I'm here for.
That's so
You're Team Conrad, right?
Duh.
Okay, well, I knew that.
What but, are you? Like,
Conrad.
Did you read the books?
Yes.
So in the books, like I was 100% Team Conrad, but the idea of her like ending up with Jeremiah like wasn't the craziest thing.
Yeah, and also like this season is going to be rough for Team Conrad girlies. I'm not going to like spoil
if
anything.
If they're going like exactly on the book.
Yes, exactly. But Conrad for life.
But in the show, I find Jeremiah so unlikable.
Yeah.
He didn't have villain energy in the books, but in the show, he's like scheming and plotting.
It's giving like all that. Like Nickelodeon, I'm so pretty. Like when he's doing the dance,
That's
just
he's cringe.
But like I know if like when like if I interview him or see him tomorrow, I'll be like, hi, like oh my god, like you know what I mean.
Totally.
But I mean, yeah, I'm not a Jeremiah girly.
Yeah. Now I love that you come on The Toast because you know all my references. Like,
yes.
You know just as much about pop culture as I do. But what you really bring to the table is your obsession with TikTok and what's going on TikTok right now. So I need to get your take. I have found myself on like so many different sides of TikTok.
Uh-huh.
First, right now, I'm in the Shein influencer trip drama. Do you know about that?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Let me give like a little. So Shein like did this influencer trip to Singapore to kind of dispel all the rumors. What do we know about Shein? Like their sweatshops, they have underpay their employees. It's really like toxic work environments.
Course,
they make like 10 cents a week. And so they did this influencer trip to kind of dispel all the drama. They like found these random influencers who I personally had not heard of at the time. Now their content is all over, especially that girl, Dani. But it was kind of like, you know, this is what our factories are actually like. And we're going to take these influencers here and, you know, show them the factories and the assembly line. And people were not buying what Shein was selling. They were like, listen, this is obviously like a model home. It's not a real factory.
Yeah.
This is not where your actual clothes are made. Because the facility they showed us was very clean, beautiful. Yeah.
It looked like Kylie Cosmetics. Like
it looked like Google.
Yeah.
With like these AI robots.
Yeah.
It was not. So what is your take on the situation?
Well, I'm shocked the girl that eats chicken sausage with cottage cheese and mustard wasn't on the trip.
She's
gonna be on the next trip.
She's my next thing I want to talk to you about.
Yeah. I think the intention is good, but the execution is bad. Because what I always say when I'm working with brands is like, this isn't the 2016, 2018 influencer era where they could literally like shove product down our throat and we think it's real.
Yeah.
We see through this. Like, internet it's clearly users are very crisis PR. So I think the person who came up with it, it's like, that's, it's good intention, but like, this is not Tartan Dubai.
No, and it's not fully transparent. Because no. Like, that's not where they manufacture all of their textiles. No. It's not.
No.
So unless you're going to be like fully transparent, just like let people keep talking rumors about you. But
there's like, there's brands like Ryanair, which is like a really like cheap airline in Europe. And they like poke fun at the fact that like they're cheap and they like lose bags. Mm-hmm. But they get social engagement on that. Like when you're in on the joke, you almost respect it more.
So true.
So it's like, don't try to be something you're not, Shin.
So true. But what do you think about the influencers who went? Like, they're in a tough spot now. They say they weren't paid, but then they say they were paid. It's not entirely clear like what the arrangement was, but they were like just kind of these like spokespeople for Shein. As an influencer yourself, but also somebody who sees it from the brand side, what do they do?
Totally. I mean, I've also been like persuaded to go on a trip or do something with a brand because it was presented one way and then it was executed another. So I don't place initial blame on influencers who went because maybe they were told it was something that it was completely not. But if I was the influencers, I got put in this position, this is being posted anywhere, I would lean in.
Yeah.
I would lean in.
It's good advice.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
No, I know at this point, like it's literally.
And like when the, like I would like lean in and I would also get glam and get a stylist because there's going to be a Netflix documentary coming out about it. So be prepared.
She's so right.
Be prepared. What do you think it would be called, the Netflix documentary about it?
Okay. Wait, give me a second.
Okay.
Fuck. She in, she out.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes, that's
a play on words.
Yeah.
Okay, now the other thing going on TikTok that has absolutely occupied every corner of my mind is the girly. I don't even know her name, but she basically eats the most vile food and it has gone so viral. She's like a health and wellness girl. And I think I read on her profile she's like lost like 70 pounds.
Which
and
this is great.
This is how she did it. She literally sits down for every meal with a vat of mustard, a vat of cottage cheese, and a plate of raw vegetables and apple chicken sausage. And she dips every single one of the vegetables and the sausage into mustard or cottage cheese. And people have become obsessed. It is so disgusting. Like, I cannot fathom that tasting even apple chicken sausage
with cottage. The palm of hearts.
Yep.
The palm of hearts is the hardest to watch. Any palm of hearts girlies out there?
The cottage cheese?
This is my thing. Where the fuck is Janelle?
Where the fuck is Janelle? Oh my God, this is such a niche conversation.
They need to have a celebrity boxing match. Cottage cheese versus Janelle.
Janelle was the OG health girly who would make these like forlorn.
It was the same thing. Like she would dip things in mustard too.
Yeah. In her, I think she's a nurse and she would like go on break.
Yes.
And make these like really weird.
Keto. It was keto. Like keto.
Yes. Keto. But she's actually out of the keto lifestyle now.
I've heard. Yeah. She actually DM'd me for PR moves back in the day.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
She's really nice. I mean, I don't know anything about her, but no, she looks so like such sweet, a sweet girly.
But I think Heinz mustard should put on a celebrity boxing match with Janelle in mustard girly.
And that's why you're here, GBT.
Thank you.
Now, the other side of TikTok that I've landed on that is so niche, I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I think I would.
Is it the bariatric cruise?
No.
Okay, let me tell you. So I was seeing this and I'm like, are they talking about bariatric surgery?
Yeah.
So there's like a community of girlies who have gotten bariatric surgery who are like living their best lives. And they've, you know, there's so many communities. I just had never heard of this one. And they put together a cruise.
Wait, I'm going to be stupid. What is bariatric?
Weight loss.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, girls whose entire lives, I mean, it's boys and girls, but it's mostly girls, who their whole lives have changed and they found a community how to like maintain the weight loss and, you know, any issues they're all having. And they put together a cruise. Like they all went on a cruise together.
Okay.
And I think it turned out to be like Fyre Festival.
Oh no.
But like nobody's really speaking out. So everyone's like going back and looking at these TikToks. It's very small. I mean, I know I'm like very niche right now. I just wanted to know if you had any insight on bariatric cruise.
I don't, but that would also be another great opportunity for Janelle and cottage cheese girly.
I like how we don't even know her name.
Oh no, I feel so bad. Please stitch this or
I feel like
whatever.
It's Haley.
I think it's Danielle.
Shit.
But whatever. I have not ended up on bariatric cruise TikTok.
It's a gorgeous
but
place.
I would love to see it. So the cruise went wrong. Like, were the cruises organized by the group or did they just go on like a Royal Caribbean cruise?
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know. But I don't know what exactly went wrong, but it's like everybody was like hyping up, going on the bariatric cruise, and then everyone went silent. And they're like, what happened to the bariatric girlies?
What was the pyramid scheme that sold the leggings? LuLaRoe. They used to do cruises as well. So honestly, I haven't seen this, but Royal Caribbean works with influencers all the time.
They do.
They need to put them out to sea.
Yeah. And right all the wrongs.
Yeah, right all the wrongs. And invite Danielle, Cottage Cheese, Palm of Hearts.
Potentially
and
Haley.
Chanel. Potentially Haley, yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Oh, wait, real quick. The other side of TikTok that I love that you're on is...
That's what I was
going to
ask you.
Like UK makeup...
Obsessed.
Girlies.
Oh my God. The girlies in Ireland, the girlies in the UK, the girlies who are just like getting wasted every weekend and wearing so much makeup. I'm obsessed with watching those girls get ready.
Yeah, like they are the new Alex Earle.
I completely agree.
Okay, cool. And they deserve that type of support.
And energy from us. What are you currently obsessed with on TikTok right now?
See, I'm so lame. Like I love, like I always end up on, well, obviously I'm on, this isn't lame. Swift Talk.
Of course.
But like the Summer I Turn Pretty edits.
Yeah, me too.
Like I'm on like the edit talk.
You are
like,
always sending me like these edits. Turnt edits. It's like Taylor Swift music set to like different TV shows that we're obsessed
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I'm on edit talk. I'm on UK talk. I'm trying to think of the last like weird TikTok. Do you have STEM on your TikTok?
I do, and nobody else
nobody
does.
Talks about it.
Okay, because like when they were talking about banning TikTok in America because like in China they're using it to like teach kids science and math, and here we're just learning how to eat cottage cheese.
Yeah.
But it only happened to a handful of users where now on your free, on your TikTok homepage, you can look at people you're following, the you know the For You page. And then there's also a tab for STEM where it's like you're getting science and math and educational content.
It'll literally
content.
Be like how grasshoppers read and reproduce.
Sometimes I find myself like spiraling and going.
Me too.
I don't hate it.
Me too. So,
but I haven't met anyone who has it.
Maybe that's for a reason.
Yeah, maybe we're dumb.
Yeah, maybe they were like, girl, go on STEM. But also, it's like... It's giving like scholastic book fair. Like it's kind of fun to end. Like it's kind of fun.
It's fun, educational, but still entertaining content.
Yeah, like when all the submarine stuff was happening, I thought I was accidentally on STEM.
What are your thoughts on the submersible?
So, the submersible, not funny. I think that it's, this is going to go like a little like dark and like sad.
No,
it's but okay. Like when you, like losing somebody is so tragic, and when you hear about tragic things that are happening in the news, you don't think about like the families at home that are like mourning the loss of these things. And obviously this is like the craziest content and like the most bizarre thing, so people are, it's going to create discourse, people are going to talk about it, but people like fully died.
No, I know.
So like there are so many memes about it, which is just like how our culture is, and me calling it a meme makes me seem like such a millennial.
No, but that's
like,
what it was
like, yeah, memes. Like there's memes about it, which I, like I get because it's it is kind of turning into pop culture.
Yeah,
but I think it's sad.
It's literally the
and it's like making
thing.
Me like not being able to fall asleep at night.
I know. And when you think about like what they went through at that time,
exactly, like before it happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but
I think
the YouTube aspect of it, how like Mr. Beast was asked to go on.
And a bunch of like maritime content creators had previously gone on.
Yes. So that's like the craziest part about all of it.
I agree.
And I was wondering if they could go into the iCloud of these people to get the footage that was taken before something
that's
happened.
Actually interesting.
Because they had their cell phones.
Yeah.
And Logitech controllers.
Logitech controllers.
Yes.
Well, now, like, everything that I'm, like, planning on doing, I'm, like, seeing through the eyes of the submersible. Like, literally yesterday, I got invited, and it sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like the submersible. Like, it's on the water. It's, like a luxury, like, yacht experience in, like, Iceland. And I'm just, like, it's giving Titanic. I'm, like,
it's
scared.
Also giving something, like, I can so not see you doing.
That's literally what Jackie said. She was, like, what? But, like, it sounds amazing.
Like, you in Iceland?
I know. But like, when the fuck am I ever going to go to Reykjavik?
Content.
And like, I want to see the world.
Yeah, no, I, yeah.
Do you think I should go? I'm really struggling.
Please go.
You think?
Please go. But it's on the water the whole time.
Yeah. Will you like dock and like explore?
Will the bariatric cruise girlies be on it?
I'm not going if they're not.
Okay. So like, if that's the case, run with it. But yeah.
If that's the case, she should have put them back on the rack because she was unqualified to own those shoes. I will never stop quoting. I didn't even watch. Did you watch Celebrity Big Brother?
No, but it seems so up my alley. But I love Tiffany Pollard.
Pollard. Yeah. I would take a bullet for her.
Yes.
Multiple times over, again and again.
They need to do a rewatch podcast in that's a statement alone and sentence that never should be said because there's a rewatch podcast for everything. But New York needs to do a rewatch podcast.
And watch Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
I love New York.
I love New York. New York gets a job mm-hmm. and Celebrity Big Brother.
She is really like not given enough credit for being mm-hmm. such a pioneer of reality TV.
Not at all.
Did you watch Flavor Flav like in the day?
Of course. And Tila Tequila. Like,
me too.
Like it was the type of show that like when you're like your parents came home, you yes! have to switch. You have to click last on the Comcast remote. No, so like, go.
Why were we watching that?
Obsessed. Danny. Remember Danny?
Of course. Remember Pumpkin?
Of course.
Obsessed.
If you were on, well, that was like, I was more of a Rock of Love girly. And you know, when you come in.
I didn't
in,
get into Rock of Love.
Well, when you come in, they give you a nickname.
Okay.
What would be your nickname when you come
Turdy.
In? Turdy.
Turdy Lou.
That's a good one.
What would yours be?
GBT.
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 You're in my phone as Robin GBT, but like, yeah. honestly, every time I go to find your number, I can't find it because I'm like, who the fuck is Robin?
Yeah, no. Like, every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, who the fuck is Robin? But that's a whole other conversation. You are one of the first people who started calling me like GBT as if it's like my name.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. now every... All of my like influencer friends in this space call
Isn't
me GBT.
It, like so fun to have a nickname.
I love it.
I never had one growing
up. I never had
up.
One growing up.
I wanted one so bad. In the eighth grade, I tried to get everyone to start calling me Juicebox and it just like didn't catch.
That is poetic.
I know. I
thought I'm gonna change your name in my phone to Juicebox.
I thought it was like such a good nickname.
Juicy?
And like you could call me JB, Juicy for short. Not one person called me it. So like now, 20 years later.
Was there an origin story?
No, I just was like, what's a cool nickname?
Okay.
And at the time, like, you know, like a lot of rappers were coming up and I just like Juicebox sounded like a cool girl.
I like it.
It had potential.
You should have started it at camp.
So true.
Because camp is the origin of the nickname.
I should have just like switched schools and when people ask me my name, just say Juicebox.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to join me for the Fast Five. Okay. We've got actually really good stories today. A little bit of TikTok, a little bit of reality TV. I know we have similar interests. Mm-hmm. So it was extremely easy for me to find stories. Perfect. And so for that, thank you.
No problem.
Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know. Today's episode is brought to you by Sephora. So everybody knows Sephora is your go-to destination for glam, for makeup, for everything beauty. But, you know, Jax and I are both entering our clean girl era. Jax has really been influencing me and, you know, she's pregnant. So obviously she's being really cautious about what she puts on her skin and her body. And Sephora is still the go-to destination for anything clean beauty related. They have a whole tab you can shop. So many of my favorite brands that I already used and already loved are clean beauty that I already shopped at Sephora, like Milk Makeup, House Labs. I love their blushes, the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip. But also I'm discovering new brands, like I love Merit Beauty and so many of their products are so fabulous and they're a clean beauty brand. So Sephora is just like the go-to destination for anything clean beauty related and anything beauty related too. If you've been wanting to get into clean beauty, find out if brands that you use are clean or just find new fabulous brands to look like your most gorgeous self, head to Sephora.com/clean. You can learn all about their fabulous products. So many brands that I've recently fallen in love with thanks to Sephora, like Westman Atelier. I love their bronzing sticks. I didn't know about before, but until I shopped on Sephora.com/clean, I found all these fabulous brands, all these fabulous products. And I mean, like, look at my face. Could I be more gorgeous? And could I be cleaner? No, I couldn't be cleaner. So if you're heading to Sephora.com/clean, check out all their fabulous products. Thank you, Sephora, for sponsoring today's episode. Today's episode is also brought to you by Roback. I think it's safe to say everyone is talking about Roback, whether it's their performance hoodies, their polos, their Q-zips. We always make sure to recommend Roback for the man in your life. If you want your man looking good, then get him to Roback. But now we're even more excited to recommend Roback for all the ladies. Roback just released active skorts and dresses, and we are obsessed. Perfect for a day on the courts, a walk with your dog, a nice jog on a summer day. I love wearing a skort. Because Chub Rub is real. It is Chub Rub season. It's so hot. And having just that protection down there while also wearing like a really cute skort is one of my favorite summer hacks. The active dresses featured their trademark GTG technology, so you don't have to take your dress all the way off when you go to the bathroom. Their liner doesn't ride up. It has great stretch, hidden pockets for all of your essentials. And the women's joggers and hoodie sets from Roback are literally the softest pieces of clothing that we own. If you want to be comfortable, then these joggers and hoodies are for you. We haven't taken them off since we received them. They're really that good. So with summer quickly approaching, make sure you're checking out Roback. And while you're at it, we strongly recommend treating yourself to some of their ladies' products. The men's products are fabulous, but like, I think it's more important that we take care of ourselves, you know, unburden yourselves. So use code TOAST on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order of performance skorts, joggers, and hoodies. Roback is spelled Roback.com, and that's 20% off when you use code TOAST at Roback.com. Highly recommend the skort, perfect for summertime. I just love a skort. I can't speak highly enough of the Roback one. Now, the big TV news of the day, I think a lot of people saw this coming after Pat Sajak's retirement. Ryan Seacrest takes over as host after Pat Sajak's retirement. He confirmed in an Instagram post on Tuesday that he will take over the Wheel of Fortune role from the longtime host, Pat Sajak. In June, Pat Sajak announced his plans to retire from the hosting game after 41 seasons, and this is what Ryan said. "I'm truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. I can say, along with the rest of America, that it's been a privilege and a pure joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, making us smile every night and feel right at home with them. Pat, I love the way you've always celebrated the contestants and made viewers at home feel at ease. I look forward to learning everything I can from you during this transition."
Well, one, he did not write that.
100%.
Two, he's going to host my next, like, OBGYN appointment. Like, why is he hosting everything?
That's kind of been the sentiment. People are like, all right, duh, like, we couldn't have gotten someone else. And I have to say, like, I actually don't hate this.
No. It's great because he is host. Like, right. You are comic.
And he will do this till he retires. This is the job you have for life.
Yeah, like, what? Oh, this is so, like, uncultured to me. Who, like, used to host the New Year's Eve?
Dick Clark.
Yeah, like, it's going to be like that. Like, that's his destiny. But, like, never forget him and Julianne Hough.
Who could?
Like, that is just, like, what resonates in my brain when I see him.
Who would want to? That was literally the most confusing, the most iconic, and the best relationship for both of them. Like, for him, he got to be with a woman, you know, obviously much more beautiful. And for her, she got this springboard, you know?
Have you seen the TikTok of her doing Footloose rehearsal?
I haven't.
It's hot. Like,
she's so talented.
No, like, there's, like, a scene with her and the main guy in Footloose, and they're, like, grinding to, like, Country Girl, Shake It for Me.
Mm. Oh, actually, I have. Yeah. I have.
So I wonder if that was pre or post Seacrest, which is a question I need to know. But I think it's great. I mean, I can't really see anybody else doing it. I'm not a Wheel of Fortune girly, but they should start posting clips of it on TikTok and maybe get some younger audience.
Yeah.
Or get younger people
on the show.
On the show.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely
would
has
would you go its, on if they asked?
100%.
Okay.
It definitely has its demo. I don't know. What does this mean for Vanna?
She's so on it.
I know, but, like, if they're ushering in this new age with, like, a younger host, not that Vanna's old, but you know what I mean? Like, she's part of the Pat Sajak crew. Maybe they revamp the whole show. They definitely need younger contestants. Vanna White was, like, the original, like, you know, Instagram model. Like, we need an Instagram model on there.
Yeah, but I think there would be an uproar.
If Vanna was pushed out.
It would be like, there's rats at the mark.
The mark has mice.
Yeah.
The mark denies the Holocaust.
I think there would be more of an uproar, even though the last host, him leaving, is like, and Ryan coming in, I think it's great. Like, I think people aren't gonna be, like, up in arms about it. But I think if Vanna left, it would, like, cause something. But maybe this is an opportunity for a new reality show of somebody to replace Vanna White.
Kind of like the Glee Project.
Of course.
Can you believe how far the Glee Project took so many people?
Also, I'm on Glee Project TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Newell just won a Tony.
Which is insane.
They got their start.
The Glee Project.
On the Glee Project.
Which is kind of like the Jimmy Awards.
That, by the way, the Jimmy Awards, that's a very niche reference that I just discovered on TikTok last night.
You didn't know about it, Renee? Nope. And the Jennifer Lawrence's co-star in the new movie?
I didn't know.
It's a musical theater.
Yeah.
Talk.
Are you, like, a big musical theater girl?
I did. Unfortunately, I did do musical theater growing up.
Robin, do you sing?
Like,
Robin?
No.
Sing.
No, but I did growing up.
Please sing for us just, like, a little bit, like 10 seconds.
No, I actually can't because, like, this is your stage. But, like,
you're
maybe.
Now you're just kissing my ass, so I don't think
maybe
you sing.
If I come on a third time, I will.
Oh, okay. She's getting for an invite.
Yes. Okay. But, yeah, I did musical theater growing up.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know that about you.
I was a musical girl, musical theater girly and a camp girly, which is why I am now. A GPT girly.
Which is why you are a toaster.
Which is why I am a toaster, yes.
Tell me about camp. Like, what camp did you go to?
So I went to Camp Huckins in Freedom, New Hampshire. It was all girls, but we would go over to, like, the Camp Belknap for, like, dances
socials.
And stuff with the
yeah.
boys. And if, okay, so my first, like, thing what? I ever had with a boy was at camp. His name was Lucas Bird. I'm pretty
Shout
sure
out.
He lives in New York. He went to Yale and he was on the rowing team. And if he sees this and knows, he's gonna be like, I don't know who this woman is. I've never seen this woman before in my life.
By the way, everyone's first boyfriend was, like, some dork. Yours is a Yale rower.
And his, like, third generation, all of his family went to Yale. I was like, my dad owns, like, a Mexican restaurant. Like, I'm gonna go to Yale. But the Belknap dance, if you were speaking to a boy, kissed mm-hmm. a boy, grinded with a boy, at the end of the night, he gives you his Belknap sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
So you wear it to like breakfast the next day to be like,
right.
I'm like
kind of like wearing a sweatshirt or something.
Exactly. Like I'm pinned. And
I'm pinned. I can't.
And I was leaving and he didn't give me the Belknap sunglasses. And I was like, I'm the biggest loser. By the way, he looked like the guy from the Hannah Montana movie.
Which
Wait,
one?
I probably shouldn't have said his name.
It's fine.
Okay.
Lucas Till?
No, Lucas Bird. And my name would have been Robin.
No, I'm
Bird.
Talking about from Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Lucas Till.
Said his name again.
By the way, Robin Bird is like such a cute name.
No, but then like 2 days later, I got an envelope in the mail from camp and he mailed me the sunglasses
because oh
I forgot to get them. I know a toaster is probably dating Lucas Bird.
You know,
like
if he's
1,000%.
If Lucas Bird is worth his salt, he's dating a girl who is a toaster.
1,000%. And I
or he's a toaster in his life. Maybe Lucas has a sister.
Yeah. So camp was great.
By the way, I too went to an all girls camp. I too did the mm-hmm. social. We didn't have the sunglass thing, mm-hmm. but it was like a sweatshirt or whatever. It was so fun.
And they made you dress up funky or funny to the dance. So you couldn't be like trying to show off for boys and stuff like that. Cause it's all about like girl, female.
Oh
like,
no, you know. We all dress like whores.
Yeah. But like I was like, oh, I'm dressing funny, but like tied my shirt up. You know,
tits out for the boys.
Tits out for the boys. Like A cups out for the boys.
How long did you go to camp for?
It was like either 2 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I switched. It wasn't like the long camps that I know a lot of people do, but I also volunteer at a grief camp called Experience Camps.
That I know.
And I'm going in like 3 weeks. A lot of the volunteers are here in New York. It's a free 1 week camp for kids who have lost a parent, sibling, or loved one. And most of the counselors have lost a parent, sibling, or loved one, but you don't need to go through loss to volunteer.
You don't have to kill your parent to come to camp.
Exactly. Exactly. Being able to go back to camp is just like
no
high.
That's why we did Camp Toast. Like
I'm all aware.
I feel like you were someone who like could have been at Camp Toast.
I had a wedding.
Fuck.
I was gonna go though, because like that was me. Like I'm a toaster, I'm a camper.
It was so much fun.
Yes. And by the way, I'm so connected to your family because like I loved the show that your camp was on.
Oh, MTV's Fat Camp.
Yes.
Iconic.
And like Diane.
Diane, Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. And so Ryan Seacrest is now hosting Wheel of Fortune.
That was a journey.
And Diane is going to be the new Vanna White.
As she should.
Yes.
Okay, next story, TikTok drama that I'm like kind of obsessed with. So Sofia Culpo's ex, Braxton Berrios, and I keep calling him Braxton Hicks, like Braxton Hicks contractions, has Brand addressed deal. The cheating allegations amid Alex Earl romance. So if you don't know what's going on, Olivia Culpo's sister was dating this football player. For 2 years, like mm-hmm. a serious relationship, I'm pretty
sure.
He
was on the show, I think.
They lived together. Mm-hmm. I think they had a house together. And it all seemed to be going well until, you know, everyone on the internet was like, wait, did they break up? And then there mm-hmm. were rumors that he was spotted out with Alex Earl. And people were just like very confused about the timeline. Mm-hmm. And Sofia Culpo started being really like vulnerable and honest on her social media in the last couple of weeks and months, just being like, this is like the hardest thing I've ever gone through. I think she talked about how she's like lost a lot of weight. It was just mm-hmm. like true heartbreak.
Yes.
And now over the weekend, pretty much confirmed Alex was out in the Hamptons with her new man, Braxton Berrios, Sofia Culpo's ex-boyfriend. So people were like, are they, aren't they? And now it's like confirmed. Mm. They were like kissing, they're dating. Mm. And Sofia Culpo took to TikTok to, you know, talk about
address.
It.
Address.
To address. She deleted the TikToks that she made, but she
basically, a sub-talk.
It was, there was a lot of subtext. The subtext was like, the timelines like maybe overlapped. Mm-hmm. He's a narcissist. He's a cheater. She was like liking comments about him cheating.
Yep.
So Braxton yesterday blew this case wide open.
Yep.
And took to Instagram and addressed everything. Okay. That's the backstory. He said, I don't want to start anything. I don't want to fuel anything. I genuinely want all of this to be over and everybody to move on and do whatever makes them happy. I was in a relationship for 2 years. It was a good relationship. It was a healthy one. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of it, we had conversations along the lines of why we just weren't working out. So we split back in January. Mm-hmm. That's why. Basically, like marking the timeline as like him and Sofia breaking up in January. And I don't believe him and Alex were spotted out until early February, which is quick, but it's not an overlap. Mm-hmm. Sofia maintains that the timelines overlap.
Okay.
Alex is silent.
Yep.
Braxton.
Was she silent or was she silenced?
And Braxton says it's clean. Mm-hmm. It's kosher.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, I have met both of them and they're both great girls. There is nothing worse than if you were like sitting with your girlfriends and you're like, this is the girl that like my ex is dating. And you're, everybody's like, oh my God, no, she looks like a human toe. Like, don't worry. Like, if the photo was Alex Earl, like, that hurts.
Not only that, but like Alex Earl is in a very rare position in her internet fame where she is universally beloved. There's not like hate pages for Alex Earl, like every influencer gets. People just love her. So she's this darling girl who couldn't be nicer in real life.
Like the sweetest.
Couldn't be more beautiful. Has the adoration of millions of people. Mm-hmm. And that's who your ex, who you loved and built a life with, is with. It's very tough.
So incredibly tough. Like, I couldn't even take it when, like, my ex started dating, like,
a rat.
well, your words, not mine. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know her.
No, I'm kidding. But the other thing to bring to the table is think about, I mean, your situation is a little different, but like when you're 22, I was like trying to hook up with this like mailman that I met at a Mexican restaurant in Nashua, New Hampshire, while like drunk texting my ex. Like when you're 22, things go awry, and especially in relationships, but to make it public, I, at the end of the day, let's cut to the chase. I see where Sophia is coming from being upset. I would be fucking torn, and who knows what the real timeline is, but to get back at an ex, the best way to get back at an ex is to stay silent, move on with your life, especially
and like make, be an unbothered queen,
and make them think, wait, like what is she up to? I haven't seen her posting. Like, she's not upset. Like, I guess this didn't mean a lot to them. And I'm not saying to be toxic, but like, if I was Sophia, PR moves for Sophia, I would literally never address it. Continue living my life, continue building her brand or and doing what she's doing, and just completely move on. Because to look like you're upset, which she so should be, she has the right to be upset, but to portray that is just like gonna make people look at you like, oh, she's just salty, oh, she's just a hater,
yeah,
like whatever. But Braxton, I really wanted to him address it. I wanted him to address it on TikTok with the blue eyes filter that Alex always uses.
Yeah.
Because, like, that would just have, like, a hint of Alex in the frame.
Yeah.
Which would just be everything. I don't think he needed to say something. I kind of think, because the other arguments are being like, oh, he just wants a spotlight. He's so into himself. He's looking at himself in the mirror and the reflection. You've seen like that. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's an argument to be made that like Braxton isn't the most famous football player.
Yeah, but
I don't think anybody had, you know, followed his football career until Sophia and now Alex.
But I'm sure the Toasters did, because the Toasters follow footballers yeah, who are like dating girls. So,
right. But before that, like he's not known for his football career.
No.
He's known for his dating life. So if he's going to lean into that, you know what? I don't hate it.
Yeah, no, lean in. But there's going to be discourse, like if you're posting an Instagram story, like addressing like internet beef and drama.
Right.
Like, I just wonder what the locker room looks like for him.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, it's so different.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. And I support women in this situation, not all situations, because some women are the worst, but I support the women here. And I do wish these two, because I like them both.
Of course, they should do like, get ready with me to go have dinner with my ex's ex.
Yeah, like if these two could meet up and like really just kind of power to the pussy, I think
that would be. And Jake's there, Jake Shane, octopus lover. Yeah, of course,
literally.
It's like power to the pussy.
I think it would be very powerful
for
the young community, because now it's just like so classic, you know?
Of course. And that's like, I could not agree more. Like, if they came together and were like, hey, no, not even address, like, but kind of be like, hey, we were kind of being like crazy, like whatever. But like, they came together in the end and did a get ready with me. Like, imagine the views. No, and not that it's all about views.
But it is. No, and like, first of all, I love that idea and I agree. And I think that like, it's entirely possible that like what Sophia's saying is the truth and what Alex believes.
Do you think there was a hey girly DM exchanged?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't think that these two have ever communicated.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just what I believe. And yeah. I'm, by the way, I have no facts or like, I don't know anything that I'm not sharing. Like, I'm just like guessing.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of the love triangle I didn't see for this year.
Yeah, like they could like maybe Tarte sponsors this hangout.
Oh man, I love.
Yeah.
I love
Get Maureen in the mix.
A Tarte Get Ready With Me, Alex and Sophia. Like,
and it's like
it
we're
out.
Blending. our issues.
I can't believe we're talking about Alex and Sophia again. It's giving call her daddy.
It's giving call her daddy.
I'm like, Alex and Sophia, like, I'm having trauma.
I met Alex for the first time in Cannes.
And how was?
Amazed.
Amazed. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. She's shorter than I thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
How nice for you.
Yeah.
I'm like 4'11".
You know, I'm just length. Like, it's like, it's right. giving like
Pilates,
lean.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow vibes.
Exactly.
Whether you have a puppy that's a few weeks old or a senior dog who's seen many years, any dog person like Jax and I know that the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. And the Farmer's Dog can help keep them healthy and can give you more quality years with your Strice Bro. I'm going to get emotional during this ad. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, it's nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It is the best option for dogs at all stages of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, sliminess, it's just real food. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are very processed. They can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. The Farmer's Dog isn't just a higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on your dog's unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help maintain your dog's ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has also been found to have all sorts of benefits. Theo, oh my God, his breath is so much better. Shiny coat, better skin, better breath, better digestion, smaller, better poops. So a healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Theo is a testament to that. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live a more healthy, happy, and full years together. So get 50% off your first box when you go to thefarmersdog.com/toast. There's never been a better time. It's never too late to invest in healthy, good, fresh dog food for the Strice Bro in your life. So that's thefarmersdog.com/toast for 50% off. All right, next up, we're talking about our queen, Kelly Clarkson, and she's addressing her rumored beef with fellow American Idol winner Carrie Underwood, which I didn't
hear. Never heard.
I never heard, but if I sat down and thought about it, I'd be like, yeah, why don't these two, like, ever, they don't talk, they don't collab, they don't anything.
Is she, like, doing a song with Sanjaya?
Okay, well, first of all, it's not that random, first of all. They're country girlies. I feel like they both spend a lot of time in Nashville.
Adam Lambert and Kelly, do they ever
club? I fucking love Adam Lambert.
Me too.
He is the most underrated artist.
When he did the Muffin Man on stage.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly Clarkson is insisting that she does not have beef with Carrie Underwood. Obviously, this happened on Watch What Happens Live, and a viewer asked, while calling into the Tuesday episode, Kelly cut her off and was like, I think I know where you're going with this. People always pit us together and we don't even know each other well enough to be pitted together. Literally, we've run into each other a handful of times. There's no beef between us. She doubled down that there's nothing going on with her and Carrie Underwood. And then she let the viewer finish her question, but she literally cut off the question mid-show. I never thought of it. But like, okay, the answer, like, I want to believe Kelly, but the answer seems kind of like, I don't even know her. It's giving, like, you know, Mariah Carey.
As they say in the Bravo universe, especially in the Watch What Happens Live, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's always come true on Bravo.
It's so true.
It's always. But I'm a Kelly girly, and, like, I've been watching her entire press tour, and, like, she's straight up, and she name drops in, like, a
she's
good way.
So
like,
honest.
Just so honest.
So true.
So I have no reason to believe that this isn't real, but like at the same time, it's like we don't really know each other that well. That's kind of
red flag.
That's kind of like, but you do,
and you should.
But Carrie Underwood, I'm a fan, and I know you are as well. She's a mystery.
Yeah,
like she is a mystery. Like I have no idea what she ate for breakfast or like who she dated. Like I know nothing. Like she's not posting on Instagram.
She's like a front-facing celebrity. Like she does her brand deal. She has like a athleisure line. She performs, but we don't know her personally.
At all.
Yeah.
But like I feel like we used to, and then it just like stopped after like she had that incident.
Accident, yeah.
Which to each their own. Like she deserves all the privacy in the world. She is a queen. So I don't know, but my question is, what were the rumors? I've never heard of this.
Me neither, by the way. And so I never thought about it, but now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I guess like when I think about like the girls in country, a lot of them are like really like supportive of one another.
Her country.
No, I'm talking about Carrie Underwood now.
Yeah.
Like when I think about the country girlies, they all collab together. They do songs together.
I love it.
It's so sweet. Yeah. They uplift each other. The big ones work with the littler ones. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like Carrie doesn't do that.
Mm-mm.
Like I feel like the only collab she's ever had with another woman in country, and maybe I'm misspeaking because I don't know her entire discography, is her iconic song with Miranda Lambert all those years ago. Oh, something bad. But like, what else?
Yeah.
Oh, something bad.
One more time.
Oh, and then they did it for NFL Sunday Night.
Yeah, which is the best.
But so like, she doesn't really like, you know, work with women in the industry or anyone.
So when somebody's extremely successful, like Carrie Underwood, this, I don't want this word to be looked at negatively. A lot of what they do is calculated. They have it down to a science. Yeah, strategic. so it must be for a reason. But yeah, I'm not sure. But like, what would their beef be over?
I just like competitiveness, you know, like they came up.
But that's launched, the industry being competitive, not them.
I know, but they were launched on the scene at like the similar time from the same platform. They were probably in like 15 years ago, like fighting for a lot of the same opportunities.
Yeah.
And songs.
Yeah. But I mean, Carrie could never play the role of from Justin to Kelly.
No, it's a role only Kelly could do.
Yeah. So like I can get, maybe that's where it stemmed
from.
That
movie is so unbelievably good.
So good. Like, do you guys remember season one of American Idol? Like, I remember our teachers would write the phone number on the board. Like, everybody was talking about it.
My eyes were like glued to the television.
It brought the country together.
And like that finale episode was like 3 hours long, and we would go back to Kelly and Justin's hometown.
Who did you vote for, Ruben or Clay?
Ruben. Ruben won, as he should.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
And I love how they're besties now.
I know, and they're going on tour together.
We should go.
We should go.
We should go.
I think they just do like cover songs and shit.
Which is great.
I'm so down.
They're like picking up on like the Jonas Brothers doing Living like all it. Of those albums and cover songs and such.
Kelly, also on Watch Weapons Live, you're right, she's being like so open. She's talking
like she's name dropping so everybody in the best way. She's giving the people what she wants. She understands her audience.
So she pled the fifth on this one question that I thought was really interesting. And then after she said she wouldn't answer, she like dropped a little hint. The question was like, Kelly over the years has said, I actually think she said it on Watch Weapons Live many years ago, that when she got off of American Idol, like it was so hard to work with other celebrities because American Idol had this like tacky vibe and nobody wanted to work with the talent show girl. And so many celebrities were so mean to her. And Andy was like, plead the fifth or answer. Name a celebrity who was like rude to you and condescending. She was like, I can't. And Andy was like, okay. And then she said, but I will say, one of the celebrities who was mean to me ended up on a show like that. Meaning a judge on American Idol, a judge on X Factor.
The Voice.
So it could be J-Lo. She was on American Idol. It could be, who's currently on American Idol? Katy Perry. I mean, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey were on American Idol for a while.
That was chaos.
That was the best season of my life. Demi Lovato was on X Factor. Britney Spears was on X Factor.
How awkward is that moment on X Factor?
Yes.
Where Demi. Chloe's like, so who is the best in, like, who is the best in Fifth Harmony?
Demi Lovato gave like a critique of Fifth Harmony and was like, you know, honestly, only one of you is like really performing and you can hear it in the crowd and you can hear it in your vocals and the rest of you need to step up. And they were like, okay. And then Chloe's like, wait, who?
And they were like, okay, next judge. And then Chloe goes, no, Demi, who are you talking about? Who?
The fact that Khloe Kardashian hosted a season of X Factor is not nearly spoken about nearly as much as it should.
And the fact that I used to follow a band from X Factor.
Follow? I would literally.
No. Like go on the tour bus.
Oh, no, not me.
Which is not cute.
I would wait with bated breath.
Before it was everything.
Before they released any actual original music, after X Factor, they had this stint where like once a week they would post a cover on YouTube. The way,
you know,
I wouldn't breathe red. Until the cover came.
Lego House.
Literally. And it was really like the Camilla show. Like
it was
just wait.
The Camilla show.
We would just wait for Camilla's.
Yeah.
I realized all you ever wanted.
Like
was,
they would do if these, you like, weren't there.
If you weren't there.
If you weren't there. I feel so sorry.
And if you haven't seen the Fifth Harmony, it was like.
Judge's House.
Their first performance ever as a band.
Holy shit.
They weren't even called Fifth Harmony. They were called Lilas. Love You Like a Sister.
Of course.
And they sang Impossible.
I remember years ago.
And Mark Anthony.
I was going to say, trivia question. Who was the guest
they
judge?
They were at Simon Cowell's house. The guest judge was Mark Anthony. And when you watch, when Camilla starts singing, Mark Anthony is
It's like, I just
speechless.
Got the chills.
It's the best. Go watch it on YouTube. Like whenever I'm like drunk and like sitting around with my friends and we're like watching our favorite YouTube videos, I'm like, Lilas, Impossible.
Second to that, Judge's House is Carly.
Rose, Simon, and Claire singing Broken Hearted.
To Will I Am and Britney Spears. And he goes, She's a dragon.
Carly Rae Sonnenclair did not. By the way, that whole season of X Factor was life changing.
It was the best.
The fact that the guy who won, we never heard from again, Tate. He was like an older country singer. Tate something. He won. Never heard from him again. The world did not do Carly Rae Sonnenklare. We didn't do enough for Carly Rae Sonnenklare.
She's on TikTok.
Yeah, she is. Like, reliving her.
But also, you know, Fletcher, the singer Fletcher, yeah, who sings, like, she was in the three-girl country group that, like, didn't last very long that season, yeah.
Of all the singing shows we've had, X Factor was the best one, and the fact that it didn't, like, take off here, like, it did in the UK. Oh, wait,
remember when Rachel got eliminated?
Who's Rachel?
It was first season of X Factor. She was, like, this little
Yes,
girl,
of course.
And she fell to the ground, and Simon hugged her.
She was really young.
Yes.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
I, like, loved, like, those shows.
It was
They raised me.
It was everything.
Everything. Okay, next story. Speaking of Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen has, like, found himself in, like, a little bit of drama, and I actually feel really bad for him.
I was going to say.
So he is thanking his fans for support after this nipple video from New York City Pride goes viral. So Andy Cohen has expressed his gratitude to the fans who supported him after a video of him playing with a man's nipple during New York City Pride went viral. So followers took to Twitter to lambast the sleuth-like videographer who secretly recorded the Bravo bigwig during an intimate time. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, and I didn't know either, but everyone was like, Andy's video. I was like, what? And I searched it on Twitter.
Searching it.
I felt like I'm part of the problem.
I am the problem.
But this is my job. I need to know.
Yeah.
And basically, Andy was at, like, a Pride event, and it wasn't a Pride event. It's Pride, so, you know, all the gays are out living their best lives.
The best.
And he's clearly at, like, a bar. It's giving, like, underground. It's giving no phones.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I don't know if he's seeing this person, but he obviously had, you know, he's having a night with this man. The man is sitting on his lap. The man is not wearing a shirt. And Andy is, like, kissing his neck and rubbing his nipple.
Which we love.
Which, yeah. And somebody recorded it. Mm-hmm. And watching the video was so invasive. Like, it's such a private moment. It's such a tacky, really disgusting thing to do. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, because it's Andy, it went viral and people were, like, making fun of him and, you know, calling him gross names. But his fans have really kind of backed him up and been like,
I love this.
Never should have been recorded. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, a grown ass man in a private bar. Like, you should be able to do whatever you want. Live your best life. You know, love is love.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. Like, I think it's so, like, it's probably embarrassing and it's so invasive and it's a video that never should have been recorded.
And especially during Pride where, like, you're supposed to just, like,
Be free
and celebrate, like, being able to love who you love and what 100%. Some people have gone through to be able to be themselves
to get to that
at Pride.
In public, like,
is, like, so, like, the fact that people are disrespecting that, I think, is disgusting.
I hope the person who posted it, like, I hope, like, literally, I wish only the worst for them.
But also, I think it speaks to Andy's fan base and, like, his relationship with his fans, because I'm glad we're getting to a place where when things like that come out, it's not like, oh my God, like, this is great. But it's like, hey, this is kind of, like, uncomfortable for me to watch because, like, why is this out there? And, like, this shouldn't be out there.
No, it's so true. It feels like sometimes internet culture and just, like, fan culture in general has, like, no moral compass.
No.
People just do and say whatever to, like, get attention or get close to, you know, get an interaction on social media. They just say these absurd things. So it's sometimes disheartening to talk about stuff like this because, like, people don't realize that, like, celebrities are people with feelings.
Wait, did he address it on Watch What Happens Live?
No, but on Twitter, a bunch of his fans were like, listen, don't be ashamed. We don't care. We love you. And he was like, thank you so much. The person who recorded this is, like, a trash human being. So he is addressing it, but not, maybe he's going to do it on Radio Andy this morning, but.
And we should never make light of the situation because it's wrong. But imagine if he had the guy who he was with as a bartender.
This is why you are the internet's agent. That is an amazing idea.
Yeah. But only if he was comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? But, like,
because that's the other thing. Yes, Andy's a public person and this is stuff he just, you know, you have to deal with when this is your life. But, like, the other guy is not, and his face is not blurred out in the video. He's just a regular guy. And this culture where we record people without their consent, I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking about when I'm on TikTok, I'm always seeing people recording, like, random. And yeah, maybe the people, you know, are doing weird things in a restaurant. But, like, this culture where we're so comfortable recording people we don't know, especially people who are, like, maybe having dinner with their kids, like, minors. It's so fucking weird to me. I don't like it. And I do not do that. I do not subscribe to that. And I do not like content like that.
And this is coming from a fan. Like, I'm a fan at heart. Like, I love pop culture, celebrities. And, like, if when I see a celebrity, I'm like, oh, my God.
Dying.
Like, dying. But then I think about it, I'm like, what is recording them? Like, what is that gonna do? You're gonna have it on your phone just to look at? Like, it makes no sense.
No, and, like, then, like, posting on it and so many of it goes viral. And it's like, that person just didn't consent to your fucking TikTok.
Yeah.
It rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm, like, so hesitant to get to the fifth and final story because I know it's a topic you're just as passionate about as me.
God.
And it's not good news in the Zolciak-Bierman household. So before I tell
I have you, the robe.
Before I tell you, no, before I tell you the story.
The teal robe.
You do?
Of course.
Cashmere collections?
Of course.
Before I tell you the story, what was your initial reaction when you heard that these two were getting divorced?
I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated because this is going to kind of sound off topic, but it's not like I watch Teen Mom and like you watch these girls like give birth to their kids. And like, I'm so invested in the Teen Mom stories because you've literally watched the life be born and like live life. Like,
yeah,
we watched them meet.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's the finest ass I've ever seen. I have to tell you, that's the finest ass I've ever seen in the ballroom dancing competition in like Buckhead, Atlanta.
And it was literally love at first sight. Like you could tell the chemistry on screen, like it was palpable.
And listen, like, I don't agree to like face tuning your kids. Like there's a lot that Kim does that I'm like, ah, but like,
that's why she's so fucking iconic. She doesn't give a fuck.
But what I always would say was like, but I think she's a really good mom. And I think that like her relationship with Croy is like so genuine and nice and
sweet.
And
they went through so much.
They went through so much.
Her family and his family.
I was going to say, like, you know, when her parents were like spilling stuff to the media and just like her time on Real Housewives, like he was a pillar.
No, he was a life raft.
It was like him and Chef Tracy, like that were like grounded them.
No, if you watched Don't Be Tardy,
the like, dog bite,
that, but that footage from the Ring camera, like chilling.
I can't. Like they've gone through so much.
They've gone through so much, and like if you watch the show, like yeah, she's like, you know, the wigs, and it's like all it's funny and whatever. But if you watched their show, and they were on TV for like 7 or 8 seasons, like, they were such a family unit. And
genuine.
And they had such love in their house. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they did things, you know, unorthodox and who cares. They had so much love in their house. And like, you couldn't watch a show and not really take away that like, this was like a beautiful family.
And that's the thing. It's like when she was on Housewives, it's like, oh, like she's crazy, whatever. I was still always a fan.
Obsessed.
Because I was an OG Tree fan, but we'll get into that later. But like, when she was on Don't Be Tardy, it really was like lifting up this layer where you're like, they really are just like a family that like deeply loves each other. Like she would cry when the kids were like 3 eating lunch thinking about them going to college.
No, I know.
Because she's like, I just like, I love them so much, which I thought was so sweet. And Croy was the best.
And how he adopted Ariana and Brielle. Like
everything.
He was just like so. So to hear that they were getting divorced was honestly like, not to be dramatic, it was really difficult for me.
Genuinely hard.
And things have gotten so messy.
Which is, it's so bad.
And they've gotten worse because Kim Zolciak is claiming that Croy Bierman threatened to have her friend arrested for kidnapping son. So Kim Zolciak had to call 911 yesterday. So it's like a confusing story. Yeah. She called the cops on her estranged husband, Croy, after he allegedly accused her friend of kidnapping their son.
Okay.
So an audio from the 911 call that, of course, was obtained by TMZ.
Which is also crazy.
I know. The whole fact that you can like hear 911 calls is like so weird.
It's like a podcast.
Literally. So Kim can be heard telling the dispatcher that she allowed her girlfriend to pick up KJ for a play date at the rodeo. Kim then claimed that the former NFL player began making threats about filing kidnapping charges after learning about the arrangement. This is what she said on the 911 call. Croy has harassed not only the mother, her friend, but my son is shaking and hysterically crying, and now I'm just going to leave and go pick him up to prevent the situation. I don't know what else to do at this point. She also accused her ex of stealing her bag with divorce papers amid their messy split, according to the call. This is just so petty. I hate to call 911 for this situation. So basically, Kim's friend picked up KJ and was at her house. Croy found out that Kim wasn't the one who picked up KJ, but it was Kim's friend and was alleging that it was a kidnapping. And we don't know who this friend is. We don't know if it's a reliable person. I don't know in this situation, like, who was the crazy one? Because they're both saying, she's saying that he has a drug problem. He's saying that she has a gambling problem. Like, they're throwing the most, like, vile accusations at each other. I don't know who the wronged party is here.
Well, you know the only person who could fix this? Was Grandma Rose, and she's not here anymore.
You're right. Like, it all went downhill.
Like, and I'm shocked that Grandma Rose didn't see this coming.
I know.
Because she was psychic.
She was the teacup, like, psychic girl. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think that divorce, when it gets messy, is, like, the most unfortunate thing. Because if you think about it, it once started off as love. So it's like you're hurt more when like somebody you love stabs you in the back than like when somebody you hate does, obviously.
Yeah.
And when you have a family and build a family and have children with somebody, it's like divorce is like you can hit somebody where it hurts.
Yeah. You know everything about them.
And I think that I don't know who's in the wrong because I don't like I said, I don't know the details. Like I don't want to like get into that because I'm literally not in their family and not a divorce attorney. But like I think that they are both. They know how much they love the kids and like they're like using that against each other, which is just like so, so sad. The gambling thing is crazy though. Have you watched that TikTok where the girl goes through her bank statements?
Yes, but the gambling thing is crazy, but it's like actually not.
Because if you watch the show, she was always at the casino.
There's like a record of her just like her favorite thing to do is to go to the casino. And my favorite thing is to go to a casino. So like I could see someone saying, I have an addiction. But, you know, there is a long history of that.
But it's like the crypto.
Yeah.
Like some girl on TikTok literally, which is insane.
The fact that like your of your finances become public when you
like bank, like she was going this girl on TikTok went through her entire bank statement and so like crazy. Summarized it. I was like, if somebody did that to me, they'd mortified. Be like, stop ordering Uber Eats.
Literally.
And stop ordering like old episodes of Flavor Love on Amazon Prime. Literally. Like, but I don't know. It's really, really sad. And I think that I hope not. I think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
But she is on the new season of Housewives.
I'm obsessed. I also was really happy to see that Ariana and Brielle wished a happy Father's Day to Croy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. That brought me like peace. Like this whole situation is really fucked with me.
Damn. I know. Like Brielle and Ariana too. Like that's a whole other sub.
I mean, I feel like so much has happened in the Bierman clan. I totally forgot that Ariana had a DUI like last year.
Yeah, but then it came out that like she didn't.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of whatever.
I'm such a Bierman girly. Like yeah. I follow all of them on. Like I'm obsessed with this family. And Don't Be Tardy was taken away from us, and it shouldn't have been.
The last season, like where they were in an RV.
All right, that wasn't the best, but it was actually like amazing.
All good reality shows end in an RV. Like John and Kate plus eight. Like one of their last seasons, so Kate took an RV, and like she had like an explosive blow up, on the RV. I love John and Kate plus eight. And then the RV seasons are rough. Simple Life, they had an RV season.
Did you ever see the movie with Robin Williams, RV?
With JoJo?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's probably one of my favorite movies of all time. I talk about it once a week on the
show. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
Yeah, but no, it's, and like rest in peace, Robin Williams, like that is
his finest work.
Yes. And JoJo.
JoJo.
I think this was post-Aquamarine.
The mom from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Who's
the brother?
I think like a nobody.
I think not, but whatever.
It's so good.
It's so good. But that was JoJo when she was an actress.
Yep. We loved her actor era.
I have a trivial question for you.
Okay.
What was the name of the guy that they wanted to date in Aquamarine?
Oh, I have no fucking idea.
Raymond. And they're like, Raymundo.
All I really remember about Aquamarine is like, I would have given up both of my legs for the starfish earrings.
And like I would get fish food from Ben and Jerry's like at the grocery store because she ate it in the bathroom.
100%.
Like that's like how sick and disgusting I am in that.
I relate to you and I think the toasters would relate to that too.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
You crushed the Fast Five.
Thank you.
Thank you for being as passionate about these moronic stories as I am.
And I also just wanted to say, Jackie, I have an idea for the camper and the counselor.
Oh my God. PR moves for the camper and the counselor. Go.
And I miss you and I hope everything is well. I think that they should do a redhead episode where they bring in kids and read the camper and the counselor and have her like interview the kids in like book club format on their thoughts on the camper and the counselor and take video footage of it to put on TikTok. Cause there's this TikTok called Recess Therapy where like this guy like interviews little kids in Central Park.
Yes.
They should do that with the camper and the counselor.
I knew you would come prepared and you did not let us down today. Thank you, Robin. Del Monte GBT.
Thank you.
If you're not following GBT on all platforms, we wish you well.
Yeah.
But if you want to, at Girl Boss Town.
Instagram and Vine. Oh, Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. Premium content, premium PR moves, premium pop culture content. And it's been an absolute blast. I'm so glad you came back. And we're going to have you come back again on Jackie's actual maternity leave.
The time of my life.
Love you.
Fighting dragons with you.
Literally. Guys, thank you so much for listening to The Toast. We are back in studio tomorrow with Jackson Claude, a regular episode. Thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennium Morning Show. We deliver the fast five stories evening to every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast, and we're podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, Wire, Radio, Castbox, all the places where there's a podcast. Find us on Toast, leave a five-star review, add beautiful sounding and wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing hump day. Dear Toasters, we'll be tomorrow with Jackie. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.